41,000 Chicagoans use housing subsidies, commonly known as Section 8 vouchers, to help pay their rent. Those families are concentrated in Black communities on Chicago's South and West sides. These are some of the most racially and economically segregated neighborhoods in the city. Meantime, few families with vouchers live in some of Chicago's whitest and most affluent communities. Despite calls to more widely integrate voucher holders throughout the city, the racial composition of where voucher families live has not changed over the past decade. WBEZ's Natalie Moore explains why.
Deja, come get your sister. She's about to start destroying.
Lakeisha Nowling is a mother of three.
Say hi.
She's lived in this apartment in West Garfield Park on the west side for 5 years.
Oh, come here, baby. Oh.
Nowling pays 30% of her salary from work at a daycare center toward her rent. The rest is covered by Section 8. A WBEZ analysis shows that an increasing percentage of voucher holders are living in communities like Nowling's, mostly Black communities on the city's south and west sides that have struggled for decades with disinvestment, job loss, underperforming schools, and violence. Meanwhile, the number of voucher holders living in the city's white communities near downtown or on the north side has declined by nearly 25% in the past decade.
It's a horrible experience. I've been discriminated against for many reasons, because I am a voucher holder, because I am a Black woman, because I am a single parent of three.
Nowling has tried to move several times out of this neighborhood with no luck. She can't find a place. A landlord rejects her. Nowling says she feels stuck.
Very stuck. Very, very stuck. It's a stigma attached to Section 8. That we don't want to work. We're nasty. We're not educated. We don't take care of ourselves. Our children are just reckless. Just everything. We're lying. We're on welfare. We're whatever.
WBEZ's analysis finds that voucher holders have remained stuck in the same neighborhoods over the past decade. 10 years ago, I did the same analysis from public records. The neighborhoods with the most vouchers are the same: South Shore, Austin, and Auburn Gresham. In all, more than 8,500 voucher holders today live in these three Black communities. Those with the fewest, places like Forest Glen, Edison Park, and Mount Greenwood, white communities with high home values. In all, just 25 voucher holders call any of these communities home. It's yet another way that segregation is perpetuated in Chicago.
I've heard folks say, like, well, we have voucher holders in every single community area. And, like, that's great on its face.
Patricia Fron leads the Chicago Area Fair Housing Alliance.
But if you have 3,000 in one community area and 5 in another, like, something else has to be going on there. And, you know, we've talked about that markets are different and cost is different, but really a lot of the times it really boils down to continued racism.
The Chicago Housing Authority points out that all 77 Chicago community areas have a voucher holder. Of course, more expensive neighborhoods are often out of reach for low-income families based on what the federal government pays. But CHA has a program in which it pays more than normal for a two-bedroom apartment. It's a limited program, and housing advocates say CHA can do more to open up more apartments in desired neighborhoods. The Metropolitan Planning Council even drafted up a plan that CHA has not committed to. Fran says the goal isn't to necessarily ensure that there's a certain percentage of vouchers in each neighborhood.
It's more understanding what are the housing market barriers, what are the programmatic barriers, and what are the barriers that are truly rooted in discrimination, and finding ways that we tackle all of these issues so that everyone has equitable access to housing options across the city.
It's illegal to discriminate against Section 8 residents in Chicago, but there's little government enforcement to stop that discrimination. And Fran says that landlords turning away voucher holders can be a proxy to discriminate against African Americans. On the north side, Deborah Miller lives in a high-rise senior building on a Section 8 voucher in Edgewater.
I love living in this neighborhood. My temple is two blocks away. There is an Aldi's that we can get, two Aldi's we can get on a bus to.
This is why Edgewater is known as an opportunity area. But Miller, a retired travel agent, and her husband didn't get this place easy.
It was very hard. We literally did not find a place to look in until almost the end of our second month.
They too were confronted by landlords who didn't accept Section 8 vouchers. Again, that's illegal. And Miller didn't know that at the time.
I was very surprised because we're white. I didn't think it would be any problem.
Low-income families of all races face discrimination because of how poor people are perceived. Throw in race and the discrimination is twofold. Earlier this year, the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights released a report based on a year of fair housing testing. It found landlords in several Chicago neighborhoods do not adhere to fair housing laws, particularly limiting the housing options for African Americans and people with Section 8 vouchers. The highest rates of discrimination were in opportunity areas. Housing Choice Partners helps voucher holders move to these communities in Chicago. Andrea Jurasek is the executive director.
The majority of our clients are single moms, and they often just want a safe place for their kids to grow up and to be close to a good school.
Moms like Lakeisha Nowling in West Garfield Park.
What would be your dream neighborhood and living condition?
Dream neighborhood. Take that to your sister for me. Dream neighborhood and conditions. Deja, get her.
She pauses.
My ideal situation would just be somewhere where I could feel comfortable raising my children, where they can go outside and actually see how it feels to actually have a backyard to play in or to be safe in, and not have to worry about the conditions that they're in now. And they're not the worst, but they aren't the best.
Nowling adds that she can't even allow herself to think of an ideal situation. She wouldn't want to set herself up to think that way because it's been so far from her reality. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.